Sorry, folks.
That's okay.
We're so glad you're here, Mariah.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me to speak today. I believe I have something to share with you. And sometimes I have to wear these. Sorry. My name is Mariah. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater.
Hi, Mariah.
So I want to share with you my family of origin, where I came from, what it was like, and what happened for me in OA, and what's different today than when I first came back 3 years ago. So I grew up here in Marin. My dad was in the military. My mother was a music teacher, and I had five brothers and sisters, four older brothers and a sister. We were all very close together in age. And my parents were divorcing, and it was a very, very stressful time when I came into the world. Four older brothers, my parents were divorcing, my dad was in the military, and it was extremely stressful. He fell through the front door. He was doing amputations and learning to be a doctor in the military, so the household was very stressful during the divorce. My mother couldn't handle all the kids. Okay, so I want to describe to you the chaos. So my mother became an alcoholic when they were divorcing. My dad didn't take any of the kids. My mom wanted us all to stay with her. She grew to become an intense alcoholic, but you would never know it by daytime. She was a professional, and then at nighttime she would hit the bottle, and she was just plastered on the couch, and that was the mother I came home to. She did her best. I know that. She's a good person. So I became very sensitive. I was red hair and chubby, and I was the only redhead, and I looked just like my dad. My sister looked just like my mom. She was little and skinny, and I was built like my dad. And it was always frustrating for my mother to take me shopping for clothes. She always took me to the Husky section. She liked to call me Husky, and why can't you be more like your sister? And so I was pretty messed up from the beginning. Because of the trauma as a child, I started stuttering. I was wetting my pants. When I was called on in school, I couldn't speak. I would raise my hand, and I just couldn't get the words out, and then everybody laughed. So there was a lot of that. And all my siblings, we were all in the same grade school together, so our family kind of developed a reputation because my brothers were so hard to handle. So when they saw me in school, they said, oh, are you so-and-so's younger sister? And I learned to say no. So I had a low self-esteem. I believe I had PTSD. I looked just like my dad, so my mother took a lot of her frustrations out on me. And she always cooked from scratch. She never brought home garbage food. And academically, I was not the brightest. I tried really, really hard. Just wasn't brightest in that way. I was really more intuitive. I was always teased. When it came to the hot lunch at school, I wanted two hot dogs. My sister got one. I didn't really need that extra hot dog. And I would chew my food so fast that I would swallow it, and it would hurt going down because it wasn't chewed. And it would hurt going down. And I realized as an adult how much damage that can cause to your throat. And I work for a chiropractor now, and that can really cause adjustments in your spine. Other things, too. The things I did, and even though I knew that, I kept doing it. My own mother cut me down sometimes because she was frustrated. I know she loved me, but she was frustrated with my weight. I was ridiculed numerous times for eating food out of the fridge that was supposed to be for dinner for everybody. So I was ridiculed for that. It didn't stop me. She tried to help. She tried to put me on diets. I could never stick to it. So my dad was a doctor, and he took my sister and I he took us to Guatemala, and I got really, really sick and lost 20 pounds being sick with the flu. And when I came back, I got so much attention for losing that weight. you know, and it was no big deal to me. No one asked me how I felt. It was more, you look great, you lost the weight. Of course, I gained it back. And then later in life, I took a voyage across the ocean with my boyfriend, and I got really seasick and lost another 20 pounds. And everyone complimented me how I lost that weight. Such a violent way to lose weight. And it was accidental. I mean, neither of those things were intentional, but I learned. I learned that you could lose weight by throwing up. So I also heard about it on an Oprah show. They were talking about it, and so I kind of got the idea. So I learned that I could eat whatever I want, sort of get high on food, and then get rid of it. So I was an introvert. I was isolated. When I was 28, I got my own sailboat because I had been on a voyage, so I got my own place. I had my own place down here in Santa Fe. And I lived on it down there, and I used to bring pizzas down there and eat them. But I didn't feel like sleeping on the boat. I would go in a hotel and bring food in there. But I liked having my own boat, and I sailed it around all over. Okay, so I was a loner. College was a struggle. There was always a boyfriend that got in the way for me. Always. I always felt like I needed a boyfriend, and it always got me into trouble. The boyfriends were no good for me, and I was no good for myself. It's like those relationships were all in my head. So okay, so even though my parents would have paid for me to go to college, I decided I need to go do it on my own. I felt like I needed to do all these things on my own, even though the finances were there. So I did that to myself. I made things hard on myself because I felt like I needed to do it on my own so that I could be accepted and feel like I'm worth something, you know? I don't feel like I'm worth anything unless I'm working really hard. I must have got that from my German grandparents. Okay, fine. All right, perfect. All right, so finally I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I was exhausted. I was married. I chose a man to marry, I think, because subconsciously I knew I could get away with some of the stuff. It was comfortable. So I had been in AA already 7 years. The reason I didn't mention that, I guess, is because it really wasn't my program. It wasn't until I came to OA. So the whole time I was clean and sober, I was still overeating. The whole time during the marriage, I was overeating. I wasn't really getting well mentally, and nor did I lose any weight. So I walked back in these rooms 3 years ago, and Ruth was the greeter. I remember that. She was really sweet. And this meeting was great. And I sat right over there. And I started coming to the meetings, and I started going to that Wednesday night book study meeting. The AA Big Book isn't my favorite, but I did go to the Wednesday night meeting, and we studied the first pages, and I took all these notes, and I referred to them. So in these pages, I learned about my disease, physical, emotional, and spiritual. And so those are the three things I need to work on, that I've been working on. And so I love that meeting. I work Wednesday nights now. I can't go to that meeting anymore, but I love that meeting. It's really, really useful. I have a newfound love for the AA Big Book, but I really love the OA literature. This is the OA Big Book. I have the workbook, the OA Big Book, and this one. I love this book, too, the Just for Today workbook. There's a whole table of literature over there. Okay. And I say that because the tools that have worked best for me are going to meetings and the literature. To be honest with you, I think I've only received 5 phone calls in 3 years from people, and I think you're all in the room today. I reached out and made a few phone calls, but the best tools have been meetings, literature, a service commitment. I've always had a commitment since I've been back. It keeps me coming to the meetings. I know that I can make a left turn and go down that hill again, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to go where I was before. I don't overeat like that anymore. So the workshop is another great tool. When the workshop comes around, I always get involved, and we use this workbook, and it's a great way to get through the steps. So I understand myself a lot better now since I did the workshop. So this has been a journey through the process of acquiring skills and gaining knowledge. Little by little, it didn't happen overnight. And what I learned in that Wednesday night meeting was how to read a paragraph, regurgitate the information, and say it back to a circle of people. That was really hard for me in the beginning because I don't read a whole lot. My type of work is really physical. So I learned how to do that. And I learned that faith becomes stronger with repetition. And habits and negative thought patterns can change with practicing. So one time I saw Shrek 3 times, and he said, you need to do cognitive change. He said, every negative thought, turn it into a positive. So I had been working on that, and it really worked for me. What I found is the problem is in my head, in that I need to turn over all of my stress and anxiety to a higher power. And it's in the silence. In the silence is where I have found my inner wisdom can come up through that. So higher power to me is the silence that allows me to make a better decision. It's outside myself. And how else can I describe it? It's through practice. It happens little by little. It's through osmosis, through coming to the meetings. It's hard to describe. It's like describing the taste of a strawberry. But I know it works. And so what I want to, how much time do I have?
We're going to get you down to 3 minutes now.
Okay, great, perfect. Thank you. All right, sorry, I am a little bit nervous. What I really want to emphasize is that the answer is in turning it over and in higher power. It's not in myself. It is in God, something outside myself. And it's through the literature. I get it through the literature, through you, through coming to the meetings, and through being abstinent. Okay, so I want to talk to you about my food plan real quick. Okay, so my first food plan when I came here was the high protein plan. There's plenty of food here. And for me, the carbohydrates are always optional. Snacks are optional, but they're there in case I need them. Now I'm on the low carbohydrate plan. And I don't take carbohydrates anymore unless they're from vegetables. There's 3 fat servings on here, but I take extra fat because I'm really physical, and the extra fat calories give me more energy. So no carbs, low protein, high fat. It works for me right now. What I want to tell you what's different today is that I am now more of an extrovert than an introvert. I see the bigger picture now of my life. I can take 3 steps back and see a bigger picture. My world was so small, I couldn't see very far outside myself. And so I trust myself more, others less. I have trusted other people more in so many situations, creating all my decisions in life. So I'm relying on myself more. I have a higher sense of discernment. and I appreciate having less. You know, I don't need to go running out to all the dances. Since I lost the weight, you know, it's been fun getting dressed. And I've been taking dance lessons, and I have more of a social life now. So that's really different. I used to stay home every weekend and feel sorry for myself. Recently, I've done things like I had to take a doctor to court and sue him because they injured my face with a needle injection. I would have never had the courage to do that before. You know, I trusted this establishment, and they injured my face, and they lied, and I took them to court and did that. I'm still waiting to hear the results from the judge. And, you know, I have the courage to do that from this program. I don't eat sugar. And the only thing I drink is water and milk, and I only drink one cup of tea a day now. I've learned that I was drinking so much caffeine, I was bouncing off the walls. But now that my food plan, it's really like a constant detox, because I don't eat sugar, I don't eat carbs, and so now I'm so sensitive to the caffeine. One cup a day is all I need, and I feel better. What I want to finish up with is just, if you're young in this program, I just really, if you can, just go in with 2 feet. I always had 1 foot out the door for the longest time and didn't really realize it. But over time, I've just become more, this program is the most important thing in my life. And I don't want to ever go back to the way I was eating before. And I don't binge and get rid of it anymore. I don't do any of that. Anyway, I hope you found something in today's share. Thank you.